AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Haba, filed papers saying Trump secured a bond enough to support an $83.3 million jury award granted to writer E. Jean Carroll during a defamation trial stemming from rape claims Carroll made against Trump. An appeal of the verdict was also filed. President Biden is hitting the road to aggressively pitch the nation on his vision for another term.
His re-election campaign was almost giddy after the State of the Union address, where a defiant president hammered likely November opponent Donald Trump's own vision.
Resentment, revenge, and retribution. That's not me.
The campaign's vowing to keep up the momentum, saying the president and vice president will visit every major swing state in coming days. The president's first stops are Pennsylvania and Georgia over the next day, two battlegrounds he flipped 4 years ago and hopes to keep in the fall. Next week, it'll be Wisconsin and Michigan. The Trump campaign is targeting essentially the same areas, looking to flip those four states plus Arizona and hold off the Biden camp in North Carolina and Florida. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A top European Union official says a charity ship will head to Gaza as a pilot operation for new humanitarian sea corridor. Yesterday, President Biden announced the military will set up a temporary pier on Gaza's coast. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the focus is still on a ceasefire.
The issue is Hamas. The issue is whether Hamas will decide or not to have a ceasefire that would benefit everyone. The ball is in their court. We're working intensely on it.
The government says a healthy 275,000 jobs were added last month. A judge in Michigan is restricting the use of a phone and tablet by James Crumley, the father of a Michigan school shooter, after he used them to make threatening statements from jail. This is AP News. Authorities say a suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels set off explosions near a vessel in the Gulf of Aden.
No one was hurt, and the ship continued on its way. That's according to the British military's UK Maritime Operations Centre, which watches over Mideast waterways. The Houthis did not immediately claim responsibility for the attack, something that typically takes them several hours. Friday's assault comes after a Houthi missile struck a commercial ship in the Gulf of Aden on Wednesday, killing three of its crew members and forcing survivors to abandon the vessel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The government is suspending mail orders for free coronavirus tests, at least for now. Today is the last day residential households can request free virus tests shipped through the Postal Service. It's still possible the program could resume down the road, with the government noting it has reserved the right to use covidtest.gov in the future as needed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.